How much time do your kids spend each night doing homework? Do you have memories of lots and lots of homework in your own school experience? The exact length is sure to vary, but a lot of educators and mental health professionals agree that it may be too much. Some teachers have taken to social media, especially during the pandemic, to say maybe there shouldn't be any homework at all. They say younger kids are already plenty stressed out because of COVID-19. Add a bunch of busy work, that's what they say at least a lot of homework is, got the potential to cause more harm than good. At the same time, some teachers and experts say homework isn't all bad. Just got to make sure we're assigning the right kind of work in the proper amount. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you experienced homework overload in your own school career or in your families? What is good homework? What is bad homework from your perspective as a student, parent, or a teacher? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Denise Pope is a senior lecturer at Stanford University's Graduate School of Education. She's co-founder there of Challenge Success, which works with schools and families to come up with ways to give kids the academic, social, and emotional tools they need to thrive. You can find them online at challengesuccess.org. She's also co-author of Overloaded and Underprepared: Strategies for Stronger Schools and Healthy, Successful Kids. She hosts the Schools In podcast. Denise, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
I'm sure the answer will probably vary by age of kid and the class, but in general, what is the goal of homework when we assign it to kids?
Well, that is actually the key question that we want everyone to be asking. The goal of homework really should be to help them apply what they've learned if they are older kids. What we don't want to see is just mindless busy work, as you mentioned, over practicing things that they don't even know how to do. The first problem, giving them 6, 7, 8, 20, 30 isn't going to do any good, right? So really the goal of homework should be for the teacher to ask, what is the purpose of me having them do extra work at home? It's typically to apply what they've learned, not just mindless practice or preparing or extension.
What is the best kind of homework in your mind? What looks good for homework?
Well, we want kids to be excited and engaged with what they're doing. And that is a hard thing to do when they've worked all day at school. They might have done several extracurriculars and they're coming home and sitting down to a packet of word problems or a bunch of reading. So one question is this really necessary, right? And if it is necessary, how can we make it exciting, engaging, make sure the kids are able to do it on their own? They don't need to ask mom or dad for help or you know, hire an extra tutor or whatnot. And is it able to be done in a developmentally appropriate time? That's pretty key, because when you're so busy as a middle school student or as a high school student, we know that if you're spending more than an hour, hour and a half in middle school or over 2 hours on homework in high school, you're probably going to be struggling. You're probably going to be stressed about it. And you're probably not going to be sleeping as much as you need to be doing.
Can you talk more about that stress? How big a problem is homework overload when it comes to kids' stress levels?
Well, at Challenge Success, we do surveys, and we survey kids all across the country. And in a recent survey that we've done, over 50,000 kids, right, 67% said that homework was one of their biggest stressors. So it's there. It's stressful. It's something that doesn't go away. It's something that once you fall behind on, it's really hard to catch up. And you're doing it after a very long, busy day. A lot of us as adults have a little bit of homework from our jobs, but we don't necessarily have to go home every single night and spend 2, 3, we've got kids spending 4, 5, 6 hours on homework.
Talking to Denise Pope, senior lecturer at Stanford's School of Education, looking at homework. How much is too much? What is the role of homework? You can join in with your thoughts, your experiences, or questions at 800-642-1234. Let's go to your calls now. Karen is with us in Madison. Karen, hi.
Hi. So I just turned 40, and I remember back when I was in beginning sixth grade, they had a session where all the parents were invited to come in and get to know the teachers. And I remember my parents specifically asking what should be expected in terms of homework each night. And I remember the teachers saying at that time that they expected that most of it would be done at school and homeroom, so that the parents really shouldn't expect much homework at all. And I think that's probably very different than what's happening today.
How'd you turn out, Karen?
And I do have an advanced degree, so academically it seems to have worked out for me.
All right. Well, it didn't hurt her none, Denise, it sounds like. Has there been a change in philosophy? Has homework gotten more weighty and time-consuming over time?
You know, that's it's a source of contention for some of the historians. Some people will say yes, particularly for upper middle class students. Students who are in middle school and high school seem to be doing more work than those their peers in the past. But then there are other studies that look at students in middle school and high school and saying, you know what, it's not that different from what we saw in the past. It really depends on who the kids are, who the teachers are, where these school districts are happening. One thing we do know in elementary school is there has been a bigger creep. There might have been almost no homework in elementary school, and now we have many, many, many elementary schools giving many hours of homework. Part of that is because of the new role that some of the accountability measures have had over the years, standardized tests and state tests and whatnot, and teachers feel the need that they have to cover more. But we show in our paper, our white paper on homework, that just giving more homework does not necessarily lead to better academic achievement.
Thanks a lot for that call, Karen. Do people talk about an opportunity cost here? Like, yeah, maybe that hour of math homework is boosting math scores a little bit, but it's also an hour not spent walking around in nature or socializing or other things that we know are also good for kids.
Absolutely. This is one of the things that we highlight at Challenge Success. What are they not doing? Often they're not sleeping. They're not having fun, getting out, playing with peers, learning very important skills, by the way, when you interact with peers, when you have playtime, right, and extracurriculars. They're often not spending time with family. I hear from many families that it's really hard to get, particularly the older kids who are really overscheduled with honors and AP courses and lots of extracurriculars. It's hard to get any family time with them. And so what are the opportunity costs is a really good question, particularly when we know that not all homework is created equal and much of it really is busy work that isn't going to correlate with achievement.
Go back to our callers now at 800-642-1234. Mary Beth is with us in New Berlin. Mary Beth, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What do you want to tell us about?
Well, my son is now in his 40s, and I still remember the pain of his homework. He was he had learning disabilities. He was ADD and dyslexic. He was smart as a whip, passed every test, but the homework was just arduous for him. It changed the whole family's life. You know, the other kids were all outside playing, and I've got him chained to the kitchen table going, we got to get through this. And I just found it to be silly.
Mary Beth, thank you so much for sharing that story. And it brings up a great issue to talk about, Denise, kids with learning disabilities and their homework.
Right. And Mary Beth, this is such a common thing that we're hearing, particularly kids with ADHD or executive functioning disorders, dyslexia, especially when they're able to pass the tests. Then you have to say, what really is the point of homework? It really does seem like busy work. Why are we making these kids do it? And for some kids, you get a bunch of zeros on your homework and that's it. Your grades will never go up from that. So one of the things we ask teachers to do is to make sure that homework is doable for all the kids. And for those kids with special needs, what are the scaffolds? What are the things that the teachers are going to do to make sure that they are able to do it, right? Sending a homework home with a kid who it's just going to be a source of frustration and tears, the parents have to get involved, and now you're into coercion, is not how we want to get kids excited about learning. It's also not how we cement the learning in their brains.
Thanks again for that call, Mary Beth. Denise, you've mentioned a couple times you're encouraging teachers and the amount of homework and the kind of homework. How much latitude is there for the individual teacher versus the whole school, the whole district, the whole state?
Really good question. So interestingly, there are some districts that have homework policies. There's no states that have set homework policies, at least to my knowledge. There are districts that will say, here's the homework policy for the whole district. No one can be given more than X amount of homework on a typical day, or we want the policy to be that you give 20 minutes of reading every night or whatever it is. Teachers have to check with both their principal, their supervisor, their department chair, and the district to make sure that they're within the homework policy. But one of the things that we do at Challenge Success is work with schools and districts to make their homework policies better for kids, to have them really look and say, if we know that the research says that it's not about time on task, that it's really about the type of homework and how engaging it is and how doable it is for kids, how can we change our policies to move away from that sort of time constraint as a policy into much more about what does really good homework look like?
We're talking about homework for kids and whether it's time to get rid of it or cut it back, at least. Denise Pope stays with us, senior lecturer at Stanford University's Graduate School of Education, co-author of the book Overloaded and Underprepared: Strategies for Stronger Schools and Healthy, Successful Kids. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you a current or former student or current or former teacher? What do you think about the role of homework? Have you seen homework overload? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation, maybe hear from you, coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're talking about homework and how much and what kind is appropriate for kids of different ages. Denise Pope stays with us from Stanford University's Graduate School of Education. You can join in with your thoughts and experiences at 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Let's go back to your calls now. John is with us in Ashland. John, hi.
Hello, good afternoon.
What did you want to bring up, John?
I had a comment. I'm a product of public schools myself, holder of a graduate degree from a public school. Honestly, I think American students are soft. They don't compete with those from Europe and Asia. I think homework's a helpful tool to develop skills. So I would say the opposite. And for some folks who are academically inclined, they actually enjoy doing homework. So the negative pejorative from the show on that, I would tend to disagree with.
Gotcha, John. Thanks a lot for that thought. Kids are soft. They lack discipline. Denise, what do you think?
Thanks, John, for that comment. We face a lot of people who feel that way, and I have to show them the research that shows that really more homework is not helping with the learning. That countries in Asia that are giving a lot of homework are having kids with high suicide rates and high rote memorization rates. So we're actually finding the opposite of what you're saying, John. It's not about being soft. We're finding that the stress that the homework is creating is actually a detriment to learning. We are all about kids who enjoy doing the work. We're not saying don't give homework at all, except in elementary school, I would say probably you only need to do free reading. In middle school and high school, we want that homework to be purposeful, engaging, exciting, probably as it was for you. So we're not talking about soft or hard or, you know, getting them to work hard because it's good for them. We want to make sure that what we're asking them to do follows the science. And that is if they apply what they've learned. And the more is not better when it comes to this.
John, thanks a lot for that call. We'll go next to Chris in Appleton. Chris, hi.
Hi, thanks for your call. Your guest is terrific. About 15 years ago or so, I heard a recommendation or a guideline that usually it's like an hour per week per grade for homework to know if your child's going to be doing well. And of course, that would change with the upper grades depending on their career after high school or their academic career. So I was going to say, your guest, is that still accurate or what speaks to that idea?
Chris, thanks for the call. Is that a guideline people use, Denise? 1 hour per week per grade? So first graders, 1 hour, seniors, 12 hours a week?
Well, it's interesting. The top researcher on homework in elementary school, Harris Cooper, top researcher on homework at K-12, Harris Cooper, came up with about 2 hours at high school and about an hour and a half at middle school per night. Now, if you divide that down, right, it looks like it's about 10 minutes per grade. So in first grade, you'd have 10 minutes. If you times that by five, that's about 50 minutes. So your guess is not that far off from what Harris Cooper found. However, what we know now is in elementary school, that rule really doesn't apply. Harris Cooper's rule was much more about middle school and high school. So about hour and a half in middle school, about 2 hours in high school max per night. And in elementary school, that 10-minute rule really isn't based on science. It's more based on just kind of the myth of what your caller has heard.
Thanks a lot for that call, Chris, at 800-642-1234. We'll go now to Jesse in Fond du Lac. Jesse, hi.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. So my comment is my wife and I raised four boys. So we had a number of years in the school district, and there didn't seem to be much coordination between the individual teachers on how much homework per day. So the boys would have a week where they had virtually no homework, and then the following week they'd be swamped with it. You know, and it always seemed to me that there should be some kind of way for them to inter-coordinate that, you know, these kids aren't being just handed massive amounts of homework. You know, it doesn't look so bad individually per class, but when you stack those classes up over a week, it can be very overwhelming.
Jesse, thanks a lot for sharing that. So if the English teacher and math teacher aren't in sync, you could get a lot of homework in 1 week, Denise.
Oh, yeah, and you can get a lot of tests and quizzes that you have to study for as well. One of the main things that we do with teachers at Challenge Success is really work on what we call assessment and homework schedules to make sure that, you know, the 10th graders aren't going to face a tsunami the week before Thanksgiving, which is what usually happens. So Jesse is exactly right. And it's one of the things that we work really hard at Challenge Success to do is to help teachers coordinate so that the kids aren't facing these real disparities in weeks.
Thanks a lot for that call. We're talking to Denise Pope with Challenge Success at Stanford University, looking at homework, the role of homework, what works, what doesn't, how much is too much. Back to your calls now at 800-642-1234 with Jay in Door County. Jay, hello.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. What do you want to bring up, Jay?
Yeah. I've been both an administrator and a teacher, and I used to be a huge advocate of homework. I've kind of pulled back on that now, and I feel that homework has a place, but in the place it has is to kind of connect this what's going on in the classroom with the parents, so the parents kind of know what the kid is doing at school. I think the pendulum has swung now to where school is this place where parents drop their kids off to learn, and I think that is an extreme. I think that the school and the home need to work together. But the school shouldn't be loading kids up, especially younger kids, with a whole bunch of homework.
Interesting, Jay. Thanks a lot. That thought, Denise, that homework, if used right, can be a bridge between the school experience and the home experience.
I think homework can absolutely be a bridge. I worry when it becomes the only reason why you give homework is to have a window into what's going on in the classroom. I would much rather have the teacher write a paragraph, right, and send that home and say, here's what we worked on today. And a lot of parents really, this gets into the concept of inequity with homework. A lot of parents don't have time to sit down with their kids, look at the homework, go over the homework, grade the homework. Many parents don't speak English as a first language or maybe don't know the new math. You know, many families have, you know, double working jobs. So one of the things that we look at with homework is it doable by the child by themselves? And in that case, we wouldn't use it as a window into what's going on at school for the parents. I do like when we have things like family reading nights or family math fun games to do where they can do it at their leisure, but you're connecting the joy of learning with the family.
Thanks for the call. Time for one more caller. Zeb is on the line in Cameron. Zeb, hi.
Hi, I'd like to bring up my wife is a teacher, and so you're bringing up all these things how a teacher should come up with different ways to do all these different types of homework, but my wife works at a small school, and she barely has time during the day to do anything, so she spends most of her nights preparing for the next day. So I'd like to shine a light on the fact of the teachers have a ton of homework just to prepare for their day, let alone to come up with creative new practices for their students every day.
Interesting, Zeb. What do you think, Denise?
Absolutely. So one thing that I would say is she should not at all feel obligated, particularly if she's teaching elementary school students, to give that homework, right? We know that just asking elementary students to read for pleasure and come back and maybe talk about it, that's no work for your wife, is one of the best homework assignments that an elementary school teacher can give. At middle school and high school, they don't have to be super creative. It just has to be meaningful. Can you apply what we learned today in these three problems? Might be just fine. So we are all about lessening the work for teachers who are so overworked and doing so much homework themselves, and all about making what is best for kids and teachers work when it comes to homework.
Zeb, thanks for the call. Just in our last half a minute or so, you've mentioned reading for pleasure, Denise, which I think people see as a pretty good homework. How do we get kids to read and make sure it is for fun and for pleasure?
One of the things we know is let them do the choosing. And if they want to choose old books that they read as kids that seem a little bit easy, let them do that. Let them reread old favorites. They can read out loud with you, to you. You can ask questions. You can read the same book, everyone in the family, and talk about it. Lots of ways to get kids interested in reading off of their devices and into a book.
Denise, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Denise Pope is a co-founder of Challenge Success and a senior lecturer at Stanford University's Graduate School of Education. We talked to her about whether it's time to do away with or at least substantially change homework for kids. You could still share your thoughts. Tell us what you think. Share an experience maybe on the Ideas Network Facebook page, or you can tweet us at Central Time WPR.